All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and it is that time. It's 5 o'clock. In the studio, we have Chrissy Morgan with her friend Susie Woodman. So it's just the two of you today, right? Can you hear? Well, let's try it again. All right.
Hello, hello.
Ah, okay.
Yes, it is the two of us, and we're a mighty two.
Almost was one of us.
Almost one. But you persevered, didn't you? So it was a Lewis and Clark expedition, was it?
Discovered the Great North.
At least North Dearborn, anyway. All right, well, I'm glad you made it. This is working out wonderfully. All right, so why don't we get started? What do you have for us to get going?
Absolutely. Even though today is Thursday, I wrote a song called Wednesday. So this song's Wednesday.
Okay.
The Morgan Woodman original.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Chrissy Morgan. So, what led to that song, Wednesday?
Wednesday. You know, there's Manic Monday, and there's so many songs about the weekend that I literally thought, Wednesday, it's just another day. And then I was like, oh, man, that's a song. And and I like a challenge for writing songs. And I was like, okay, we're going to see how this works. And I like the idea that whether you're going to college or starting a new job or a relationship, writing a song, whatever it is, sometimes it's the meaningless days in between that matters so much. Not just a holiday, but just a random day in the middle of the week. And
okay.
It's about that anticipation for whatever is next to come.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you're looking at it more like from a lull perspective.
A lull perspective?
Well, what I mean is like, okay, you know how Monday mornings most people think of, that's the hard part.
Exactly. And, yes. Know. Yeah. Yeah. We're starting in the middle of the week because maybe that's when the ticket happened. You know, so, you're going to France and your plane leaves on Wednesday. Doesn't have to necessarily be the big Friday night. Everything's free, you know.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And lucky me, I write these songs and I've got tons of songs throughout my life that I've written. And in my head, I can hear them all, and I've sung them a cappella at random events for random things. And I had fortunate to have met Susie Woodman. I would sing these songs to her, and we would create the music that goes along with it. So
okay.
That's been very beneficial.
How long you been together now? Playing, performing, you think?
It's kind of like a marriage. You forget after a while. We think it's 4 years, but we're thinking maybe five.
I think maybe five. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We really need to go by how old the first child who introduced us.
Yeah.
I think she was 14 at the time, and she's graduating from high school.
Yeah, she's graduated. So, yeah, we met performing as the backing band for Sophie Kay, who's on tour right now, a teenager who had her album release party at the Royal Oak Music Theater, had an outstanding band. I believe it was Motor City Horns, all of these great musicians. I was a backup singer, and Susie was the piano player, was looking for a new accompanist for getting gigs around town. And I was like, hey, I kind of like the way she plays.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of history was made from then.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty big release party, Royal Oak Music Theater.
I know. Not everybody is that fortunate, but she filled it too. She did well.
Really?
But you know,
wow.
That's the difference from when you're a kid and you already have your fan base versus when you're adult and all of your friends have kids and careers. So
it's a little harder then.
Yeah, yeah, just a little different path.
That's all right. As long as you end up there eventually, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got lots of songs to play for us today, and you have some new material as well.
Yep. Yes. We like to be song interpreters as well as writing music. We have an EP that we're fingers crossed and praying and all the other stuff that it comes out before the end of the year. But in between time, you know, we're funding ourselves through gigs at some of the fine dining places around town, wine pubs, festivals, and we interpret tunes that maybe you know or haven't been heard in a while, just like some of the greatest vocalists have done, and kind of give it our take on it.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them out there. I've noticed like the London Chop House.
Exactly.
Willis Bar.
The Cork Wine Pub's one of our favorite ones.
Third Monk in South London.
In South Lion, yeah, we're traveling.
Okay. So could we just look you up on Facebook and find that, you know, as far as the schedule?
Absolutely. I would say the best would be chrissymorgan.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y. And then on Facebook, yep, or on Instagram. I don't normally post my shows, but you can see behind the scenes pictures. I took one prior to us talking right now.
Okay.
and that's on Instagram. It's at Chrissytopia Life.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on my fan page is Chrissy Morgan Singer on Facebook.
Okay.
And I've got all my events posted there.
And I have a cell phone.
I don't think it's a flip, though. She'd switched recently.
And you probably don't want to give it over the air, do you?
No, I get enough spam calls as it is. Thank you.
We're quite a duo. Our comedy is not why they come.
For maybe.
All right, why don't we do another one?
All right, we're going to do, this is a tune written by Dick Wagner. If you can believe, I love saying this because when we play at these finer dining places and say we're about to perform an Alice Cooper tune, people are a little hesitant, but he really did perform this. But also Carmen McRae and, again, all these other great vocalists. So this song's called Only Women Bleed.
And I had the distinct pleasure of performing this song with Dick Wagner many times when he had moved back to the Michigan area after being gone for years. So this has a special meaning for me as well.
Wow. That's taken me way back. Okay. Let's do it.
Powerful tune, isn't it?
It is. I'm dating myself, but I remember when that song came out. Unfortunately, I was a little too young to really get what that song was truly about at that time.
Yeah.
I liked the song, but I didn't really get grasp what it was all about.
Right, right.
And as I got older, I was amazed that, okay, that song was written by a man. You know, the fact that he was able to do that, if somebody...
And for Alice Cooper.
Right, I mean...
So it's a very... a dichotomous, if that's a word, kind of a situation. I don't know. Like it's bizarre, but at the same time, just it hits you. And I think Alice Cooper liked that kind of thing that just would hit you in the right way. Like just boom, you're going to listen to me.
So I think we did.
If that was, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm glad he made that song. That's great. That's wonderful.
We are too.
So, Dick, I'm taking it probably he played originally on that song when it came out?
He wrote it, co-wrote it with Alice.
Okay, so it was the two of them together.
Yeah, and then he had it's been as Chrissy told you earlier, it's been recorded by a number of people. Dick passed within the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not writing anymore, but had some great catalog that he left behind.
Oh, definitely. Both of them. And Alice is still going at it.
Yeah.
That is so cool what he's got coming out now, though. He got corralled all those Detroit musicians to play with him for that new one he's coming out with.
Yeah, I think I'd heard that recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
I'm sure if Dick was still alive, he would have been part of it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, so let's keep it going. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, thank you. So we've got a tune called Fix That Jukebox. Used to go around an old hole-in-the-wall bar out on 7 Mile called Tom's Tavern. And I have a fondness for older things. You know, there's like classic cars, you know, and
rotary phones.
Rotary phones, yes. Just the sound of spinning. Yeah. And jukeboxes. And there are a bunch around town there's some good ones. This one was at Tom's Tavern. They had a great jukebox with like every page you would flip through. I'm like, oh, I like that one. And I like that one. And it was great behind, like while you're having drink and conversation, this jukebox would play some good music. I came in one time after a gig and the jukebox wasn't working. And instead they were playing some internet radio station. And I was like, what is going on? What happened?
Blasphemy.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, oh no, I'm writing a song now.
Do you remember those ones at the diners?
I do, and I love them. I mean,
as you're waiting for your meal to come, you just pick out some
songs.
Totally.
I remember specifically, this is such a funny memory. I'm from New Jersey, and there were a lot of diners, and they all had the jukebox there. And I remember picking You're As Cold As Ice. Like, I really like that song at the diner, so that was playing as our background music. But so... It's funny, we played this at a different, for Dominic Reed, I always mess up his name, Reggio. He has a show that he does, a podcast, and we'd played this song for him, and he told me about another bar that he had the same situation. They'd switch the jukebox to one of the internet ones, and just not the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
All right.
This one's called Fix That Jukebox.
Hear that song on the radio. I can hear it on my phone. When I hear it on that box, I see his face. a song for every heartbreak in this town. Please fix that jukebox.
From a jukebox. Wow.
Yeah, right?
So I keep hearing different stories. It's still going. It's not. What's the deal with Tom's Tavern now?
The building is there. That's all we know.
That's it, huh?
That's all we know. Yep.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the prior owner had passed away, and it's been in limbo since. I mean, it's tough business owning a bar, let alone one that's a hole-in-the-wall bar that would... Let's be honest, it's probably not up to code. So that would take some...
Even the rats have left.
Yeah, that would take some investment. And it's not like on a main street. It's in the middle of... I mean, it's on 7 Mile and
Wyoming.
Yeah. So it's in a... Yeah, it's not downtown or on Woodward. So it's kind of... It used to be a haunt for the U of D guys. And that's where most of the original... patrons would come from, but still, yeah.
So you got a CD out of that. We still have that here.
Yeah.
Live at Tom's
Tavern.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that lovely piano.
Yeah, so.
It gave me great excuse, I can tell.
Why not? So speaking of, how do we get a hold of your stuff if we want to?
Well, we are in the process. We had just mixed most of our new EP last night, which is so exciting. We are almost at that process. The hopes and goals are to have it out before the end of the year. So at this point, it's live, which brings me up to a wonderful segue to bring up that we're performing live tomorrow. This is for Julie's Motor City Songbird Festival. Julie is another great patron of the arts and supported so many different musicians. She decided she was going to have a festival supporting women specifically in music. And she did this, oh my gosh, maybe 7 years ago, something like that. And has had the best of the female musicians that we know of, you know, the Audra Kubat, the Emily Rose, the Luddites, the Whiskey Charmers, all of these wonderful female led performers who've been around the Motor City for a while. And she made a festival. She's like, I want a festival with all of my favorite musicians doing it. At that time, I was so fortunate to be a part of it. I even though it's the Songbirds Festival, I called myself the Song Eagle because I performed with Bricktown Station, which we were much louder than all of the other acts.
Why am I not surprised?
Yes. At our top, we included two backup singers, and it was just a big thing for one of the festivals. But it's been an interesting year-by-year kind of transition, not just for myself, but for the other artists as well, to see where we've gone, whether we've collaborated or switched different band members or genres or whatever. For this one, this year specifically, I know Audra Kubat, Tamara Finlay, and Emily Rose, they're performing as Kubat, Finlay, and Rose. Kate Hinote, who's lead singer for the Blue Flowers or the Bloofs or the Disasters, she's performing this year as Kate Hinote, which that's really exciting to see what she has. I know she's been performing around town. And then I'm able to perform with Susie this year and doing our original music, which we've done a couple of times before, but it just feels a little bit different now with an EP on the horizon.
Yes.
Now, one of the best parts besides all of the female musicians that are performing, this is tomorrow at the Woodward Avenue Brewery.
WAB.
And the WAB on Woodward in Ferndale. It begins at 6 o'clock. It is a fundraiser with proceeds going to Fern Care. And Fern Care is a Ferndale, we'll say, medical facility available for people who don't have insurance. So, you know, with any struggling time that there is, there's nothing worse than to be sick and not know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this institution is something that was part of Julie, the creator's heart, that she thought deserved funding, and all of us women believe in it as well. So
yeah.
That should be pretty fun. I'm excited for it tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, my hat goes off to her. It's wonderful that she's put this together. Yeah, on the other hand, it's kind of sad that somebody has to do something like that, you know, as far as health care goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because people always have this stigma about people, you know, they don't have health care, well, because they don't bother trying to get it or whatever.
Right, or a lot of places will hire you, but they don't. Doesn't mean that you got a paycheck, but that doesn't mean you have anything else.
These are people that have perfectly fine, full-time jobs and don't have the health care.
Yeah.
So if they get sick, they're you know what.
Yeah.
SOL.
Yeah. And that's not just for adults. We got to think of children too.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to them, if, you know, so. On the positive side, well, sort of, we had lost Julie, the creator, but this year is in her legacy. So the festival continues and continues
nice.
To use music as a way for mm-hmm. fundraising.
Great. Looking forward to that. So that's tomorrow night. You said it starts at 6?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yep. And
you'll be part of it, of course.
I will. We go on around 7. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of be a toned-down version. Like the Luddites is normally a big kind of gypsy band with 12 different members. I think they're only having 3.
Wow.
So it's going to be really exciting to have all of these women in the Detroit music scene, showing a different side to them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. What do you have for us now?
We're going to do one of the songs that we're going to perform at the festival. This one's called My Old Friend. I'm going to let Susie talk about it for a moment.
Okay. Susie!
Oh, yay! You know, I have been writing songs for a few years, and have done some recording in the past, but this one has been sitting in the vault for a long time. And one day when Chrissy and I were talking about material, I got out the lyrics, and I said, well, I got this song, you know, and just take it and listen to it a bit. And Chrissy came over. She said, well, yeah, I like these lyrics. I said, well, I think I can remember the chord chart to it. Let me see. So over the course of a couple of weeks, I went, oh, yeah, I know how this song goes. After all, I wrote it. This is actually a song about a friend of mine who has been gone for many years. Mm-hmm. She was a wonderful Detroit artist named Barbara Chover. Her husband was a touring musician, and we followed each other around the country for decades. So this goes out to Barbara. It's called My Old Friend. Thank you.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Chrissy Morgan and Susie Woodman, my old friend. All right. Why don't we talk about that other show? You have another one coming up beginning of October.
Yes, I do. October, I believe it's the 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, October 6th at Cadieux Cafe. We're doing, it's called Music and Comedy Come Together. And we're going to have a couple of these at Cadieux Cafe. This is going to be the first. Sunday, October 6th, it begins at 7 o'clock, no cover. And it's a benefit as well. This is Music and Comedy Come Together for Gilda's Club Metro Detroit. And they help cancer patients, not even though October is Breast Cancer Month, they help cancer patients. There's a lot of them out there, of all sexes, races, ages, and types. Mm-hmm. And they could always use some help. They do things like sew pillows. Cancer patients or prior cancer patients, survivors, will sew pillows, and those pillows can help survivors as they come out of surgery. So, like, that's just one of the things that is a full circle thing for the people that are recovering, the ones who are in the hospital, as well as so many other options that they have for health and wellness after the surviving part.
Yes. And so, hopefully the surviving.
Yeah, group. Exactly. And they help families as well. So we're taking donations at the door. And when we say music and comedy come for a cause, it's going to be us. We're starting the show at 7 o'clock. We'll do a set. And then we have Miss Heather Kyles will do a set. And she's a comedian who the night before is doing an HBO-sponsored show. So it's kind of exciting to have a little laughter. I'm sure Gilda herself, former Saturday Night Live member, would approve. And then we're closing the night out with the Urania duo, with Ray and Michelle, married couple Urania, and they perform a Latin jazz duo. So just a nice, pleasant evening. Mm-hmm. And Cadieux Cafe is Belgian food. They have free secure parking. It's behind a gate. No cover, like I said. It's going to be a nice night.
And you have mussels if you want to enjoy
them. I love it. I get them every time.
And feather bowling.
And feather bowling.
Come early and do that, too.
Exactly.
Or stay late and do it.
And do that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a great place. Good food, good drink, good everything.
And I say recent, it's probably been a year or so, but they put in a new sound system, a new stage, and really changed what that place was. So this is a music institution in the Detroit metro area that's going to stick around. They're investing in the entertainment industry, which is lovely.
Yeah, can always stand behind that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay. All right, why don't we do another one?
Sure thing.
Simple Love. Okay.
This one's called Simple Love Song. When we do have our EP, it's going to be called Simple Love Songs. There are players
Live from Studio J with Chrissy Morgan and Susie Woodman. All right, from the upcoming EP, soon to be available.
Yes. Oh, man, I mean, these songs have been on a shelf for way too long. I wrote that, I mean, it's kind of a depressing, optimistic sort of a song, but I know I wrote that, I would have to say, at least 15 to 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's finally seeing the light of day.
It's embarrassing, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were saving it for the right moment.
Exactly. It wouldn't have been as good. I'm happy that we've got that out there.
Mm-hmm. So how many songs are going to be on there?
We're thinking 6, maybe 7. There might be a last-minute entry coming in. That My Old Friend song that Susie wrote is just so good that we might just have to throw that in there and see what happens with that process. But, that's where we're at.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. So that is going to be available physically, right, on CD?
Absolutely. When it's out there, it will be CD. Yes.
She's crossing her fingers.
I'm thinking we might do 45. We've got options. We want to take it everywhere it can go and do what we can with it. Mm-hmm. And listening to the mix last night, I had Mr. Brian Riley helping me with that. He's wonderful, and he's transformed these songs into helping us make them what they should be. So,
great.
And it's exciting too, because at one time I was like, I'm just going to do an album and it's just going to be all a cappella. Mm-hmm. And I really thought, nobody's doing that, whatever, why not, see what happens, just to get them out, legacy or whatever. And thank goodness the universe, the Lord, and all the others sent Susie my way. I don't think it would be nearly as successful. So
it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, we did include one a cappella tune on the EP just to bring back what it could have been. But
just in case you were wondering, so the guy that you were saying that couldn't make it today, he's going to be part of it though, right? The release.
Oh yeah, with the release we'll have the full band. Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely.
And why don't you talk briefly? Who does that include? Who are we missing today?
Well, we're very fortunate to work with some of the greatest bass players around town, and they are all so hardworking that we don't always get them at the same time. On the EP itself, we have fantastic Jeff Reynolds and hardworking man John Barron. They're both the bass players on separate songs on the EP. And we have Stuart, oh my gosh, why am I not thinking of his last name? Stuart plays with the Whiskey Charmers at the Songbirds. He's plays drums on there and woodblock. And we have our harmonica.
Oh, Billy Furman.
Billy Furman on harmonica and Rod Jones on sax. So those are all the members on the EP itself. We also work with other bass players and including John Reynolds and Damon Warmack. I mean, we're just rotating through them, picking and choosing. We're happy with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just like you. Come here.
Yeah, exactly. and each one has their own style, and it makes us grow as musicians to be able to work with different members. I mean, it's always, as far as we can take it, is always going to be Morgan Woodman. But then whoever that missing piece is, it really fills in, changes the sound and
keeps it alive, keeps it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Each player brings something different to the musical canvas. So the songs change accordingly. At least that's the premise that I've always operated under as a musician. Mm-hmm. And you can put on a CD or a record back in the day and hear it exactly as it was recorded, if that's what you want. But live, allow the artists to express themselves in a way that they feel the song should have been played in the first place.
Yes.
Let me correct that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me mention, too, we worked with Sarah Ray, female bass player out there, and we'll get others. Oh, and on
Christine.
In the past, Christine Osladil and violin guest players are always a fun thing to do too. So
always cool to throw in an instrument you're normally not used to playing with.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I can do that one. I was gonna.
I was hoping she would do the one of the a cappella ones, but maybe not.
You can do it.
Yeah.
It's called Do I Remember All the Words?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't do a cappella all the time, but you know what? I think we got this. Yeah, I'm going to do an a cappella. I say we. You're going to sit there and enjoy it.
I'm going to make that.
That's why she says, this is easy. You can do it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is the a cappella one, and I don't always get the chance to do this. So
this is nice.
Okay,
so I feel privileged.
This is called In Our Very Own Ways, and it's really kind of about when you're on your path, whatever that path is, and you get advice from so many different places, some of which you're like, oh, that's horrible advice, but then you see them succeed, or sometimes the opposite, where it's wonderful advice, but they're just staying at home. So you just don't know which advice to take, and it's kind of about taking all of that in, and whether it's about how to live your life or run your career or whatever, taking what that feels like. All right. All right. An old rocker once said to me, if you ain't having fun, well, you might as well be done. And it's always been strange to me, 'cause he's the only one who's been dragging it on and on. On and on. Well, he's been drinking and moping and crying every day, letting everybody know it's so hard to live this way. I've been working and calling and doing all I can, 'cause that's what it takes just to figure out a plan. Oh, who is wrong? Who is right? Working all the livelong day. Who is right? Who is wrong? Sleeping all the livelong day. We all laugh. We all cry. We all love. We all fight. We all live. We all die in our very own way. Oh, now my grandma once said to me, don't you worry about the past, nothing ever lasts. And it's always been strange to me, 'cause like a boat without a mast, just one wave will make it crash. Oh, one big crash. Well, she's been kneeling and praying and preaching about the man, letting everybody know if they don't understand. I've been saving and living and doing what is right, just trying to find a way to make it through the night. Oh, who is wrong? Who is right? Working all the livelong day. Who is right? Who is wrong? Sleeping all the livelong day. We all laugh. We all cry. We all love. We all fight. We all live. We all die in our very own way. This big old earth keeps spinning round and round. The sun keeps shining even on those underground. The heavens are the dreams of those who are found. And just another word for when you're feeling down. The cup stays full even if you ain't thirsty enough to drink, and the mind ain't empty Take the time to think. Your life passes by just as soon as you blink. So make up your mind to float before you sink. Oh, who is wrong? Who is right? Working all the livelong day. Who is right? Who is wrong? Sleeping all the livelong day. We all laugh. We all cry. We all love. We all fight. We all live. We all die in our very own ways.
All right. That was wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. Not many people can pull something like that off.
Thanks. That's why I was going to do an a cappella album, but that would have been, it would have been vacant, we'll say.
I wouldn't say vacant.
But that one's included, and it includes a one-take whistle solo and a woodblock, so that'll
okay.
be fun.
Is that where Susie gets in there
no.
for just a second?
I've got the little knee cymbals, too, but she wouldn't let me.
Oh.
Yeah, she really dresses up like Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins, puts on the whole thing. But I was like, Susie, we got to cut back. It's simple love songs.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. I can't believe it. It's already almost over with. I want to thank both of you so much for coming down and playing for us. It was a wonderful pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Scott. And thank you to Alan and Miss Shadow Julie back there. And, of course, WHFR. It's stations like this. Public radio is really a necessity to help the budding artist. And the ability to hear a variety of music that isn't programmed for you.
Hear, hear. All right, what would you like to leave us with?
We're going to close with a song, Wake from the Night.
Oh, heck, I was going to do.
We sometimes play the Charlie Brown tune, but we're going to do an original, Wake from the Night.
Oh, come on.
All right.